Good morning, good afternoon, and or good evening. The Horror Club is a group of individuals who have way too much time on their hands, whom love to entertain other individuals who also have way too much time on their hands.
Welcome.
We are your hosts, Niza,
Frosty,
and Anna.
Welcome to our sixth episode. Woo! Golf clap.
Isn't it like a two-finger clap?
Yeah, two-finger clap.
There you go. That's like what
sounds like you're fapping, though. Frosty, simmer down.
She's getting simmer too excited.
I'm sorry.
You need simmer to save down. Those for later.
I'm sorry. I don't have enough fapping in my life.
No fapping for you.
I know.
I was just thinking of other stuff. And I was like, well,
Anna, last time we checked with you, you weren't having
any fapping either.
Any fapping either. Not even the real fapping.
Well, no, I do have the real fabbing. I do.
Where are you working that in? Where are you working that in? In the car?
When you go to sleep.
Oh, okay. I see.
Wait, when you're asleep?
Like, last night, Jeffrey couldn't fall asleep, so I was like, he said something, so I was like, are you sleeping? He's like, no, I'm trying to. But I thought he said he couldn't, so but he's trying, and I was like, oh. I was like, well, I know what I can do to make you fall asleep. And he's like, but it's late. And I was like, so? Just be quiet. I was like, just don't make a sound. It's fine. I was like, it's not like I really want to do this. But it's not that I didn't want to do it. I was just tired. Like, I could have fallen asleep. But and he's like, you know, I didn't say I couldn't fall asleep. Shut up.
But I like the direction that you're going, so I'm okay with it.
I'm awake.
Yeah, I'm awake for right now. Well, it normally puts him to sleep. Like, I don't know, like, after, like, maybe like 5 minutes after he's like passed out, or like he'll take a nap.
I heard the Japanese phrase for that is Kenji time. I learned this on a different podcast.
Kenji time.
Yeah. I learned this from the Daily Cringe, so holler at my boy David. They do a Japanese word of the day. The last one I listened to was Kenji time. So Kenji time is a Japanese phrase for the time when a man relieves himself and he can think clearly now. So they call that Kenji time.
Well, there was no
adult. Oh, yeah, I think Russell Brand talked about yeah. that once.
Anyway, before we got all nasty.
What do you mean before we got all nasty? We've always been nasty.
That's true.
People are going to hear this.
We just end up going that way. Can you guys believe that we're on the sixth episode now? That means that we've been doing this almost 2 months, getting together every week.
Wow, 6 weeks?
6 weeks.
Dang.
We're on our 6 weeks now. And I just want to tell you that I'm loving Twitter. Actually falling in love with Twitter now.
That's a big step up. You used to hate it. In fact, I think I was the one who fought for you to get on Twitter.
I know, exactly. Well, now we have over 1,000 followers.
Yep. Like, last time I saw was like almost 1,100 or something like that?
Something like that, but I haven't gotten on there. The only thing I've done is check messages. But I'm pretty excited that
somebody
we reached 1,000,
something
guys.
Because I follow us, and I get alerts whenever one of you guys posts something on Twitter.
Oh, I must have posted some. I must have posted something this morning, but I haven't since then. But we.
I just posted something about wanting to go on a swing, but that was about it.
She posted something about how she wanted to go on a swing on Twitter. So that was Frosty.
By the way, it wasn't a sex swing.
Oh.
It was the regular park swing. So I just want to say that, okay?
I was like, what we were is on so that great subject. About this swing?
You've heard of the sex swings, though.
Yeah.
That's what I thought she was talking about when she posted that on Twitter.
That's not.
Like,
that was on the rare moment.
Kaylee.
That's on the rare moment when I'm actually innocent.
Oh, I thought you were going to say that was on the rare moment
but I don't think
I'll post something like that. And I was like, huh, I'm confused
No,
now.
I'll post about that kind of stuff
But
all
I don't
the
think
time.
Anyone actually caught that. Because I was the only one that was like, dirty Kaylee. Or Kaylee Frosty.
A girl is called Frosty.
Frosty?
I think I've called you Kaylee a couple times.
already.
A girl wasn't paying attention.
I could tell.
But we on Twitter, I've actually been able to really connect with other podcasters. There have been a lot of people have been really trying to help us out through there. A couple people that I really want to shout out to is Peter from Hydrate Level 4. He's also on We Got 5 and a couple other podcasts. And then, of course, I just mentioned David from The Daily Cringe. Him and his friends actually do a podcast in Canada and would like us to be on his show. We're going to go international. Woo! We're going to Canada.
Woo! We're going to Canada. I've actually been to Canada before.
I've never been to Canada.
My work Canada space, is nice. My workspace is like here and in Canada. Like we're based throughout the U.S. and Canada.
Yeah. No, they have like a 3-story Awajamaya in Canada that I want to go to. My boss took pictures of it when she went on vacation with her wife. They had like photos of Big Bang. Like, she sent me this picture of Top.
I think the Daily Cringe is based in Toronto. So when we have him on our show, we could ask him questions.
It's a really big area.
Yeah, it is.
I want to know if there's any gems in Toronto.
It's not Seattle.
It's not Seattle.
No, I heard that Canada has a big Korean population too, though. That's why they had that Awajamaya, even though Awajamaya is Japanese.
Yeah.
I mean, they still had a lot of K-pop stuff in Awajamaya. Oh. So,
you know,
when my boss went there, she said that she saw a lot of Korean people when she was there. So I'm like, oh my god, maybe I need to go there.
Well, another podcast that I want to do a shout out to is The Horribly Awkward Show. The host named Sean. He's been amazing. Like, I think he was one of the first that actually noticed us.
That's right. Yeah. He's the one who posted our episode 4.
Yeah. And
and then he quoted me trolling Anna with work.
It was hilarious.
I hate that song.
I know you do. That's why I keep saying it.
Thank you, Sean, for giving us a shout out and retweeting our episodes, because I think that's how we got more people to notice.
How we jumped from like 6 to 1,000 overnight.
I mean, Facebook is awesome, and originally we were thinking Facebook is what's gonna
help us. Yeah,
yeah. What's gonna launch us?
Yeah,
and it really wasn't.
Yep. Well, no, it's because
it was Twitter.
Yeah, it's because Twitter's more hashtags and
more open based. I mean, like through Facebook, you have to invite people to your page. It's not, or
yeah,
people have to find it.
It's a lot. It's a lot harder than I thought it would be. Like I have over 4,000 friends on my Facebook page, and I literally messaged each and every one of them the first time around, like with just a group auto invite, and then only about 133 of them
actually went in the page.
So now I actually have to go in and message each and every one individually, and then I'm like, "Hey, how's it going? How you doing?"
You know, it's hilarious when you were doing like before we did all this. When we went on our personal, like, accounts and we got those little messages, we were just like, that again.
Yeah.
So and now we're one of them.
Yeah, exactly. And now we're one of them.
I know. It's so funny. But I try to actually have actual conversations with them.
That's one of the things that we've tried to do is really try to interact with people who are actually following us. Because I feel like I don't want them to feel as if I'm just following you so you can follow me back.
Exactly.
I really want to build a relationship with us and
actually enjoy what we're doing.
Yeah, and actually enjoy what we're doing and what we're talking about. Mm-hmm. Give us feedback. What do you like to listen to? What should we do better? All of that stuff. I've definitely been feeling the hashtag Pottern Family Rov on Twitter. The reason why I'm mentioning this is not only because we want all our listeners to know that we really do appreciate them for listening to us. Not only are we on Podbean, which is our main website, we're now on Stitcher, so you can listen to us on your Stitcher account. So Stitcher is actually really amazing. I've never really looked into it until we actually signed up to be on it. The way Stitcher works is you can actually put your podcasts in a playlist, and it will just play the next podcast after another. So you can just sit there and just listen to the podcast that you have on your list, and it just plays the newest episodes.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah, and we are now on iTunes.
Woo.
I want to do a thank you to Mike Rogers, who also does his own podcast on called About Nashville, who gave us our first review.
Mike wrote a review for us on iTunes that said, "These ladies are cool as the Powerpuff Girls and are as witty as the Golden Girls, but not crusty, old, or cartoonish as either of them. Subscribe now, or they might roofie you in order to take incriminating pictures of you to post on their Instagram. Do it now."
Do it now.
So, Anna, how's that Instagram account going? Because, you know, there might be some people that we have to roofie and take pictures of later.
Exactly.
I haven't gone on it in such a really long time.
Yes, we noticed, Anna. We talked about that. We talked a little shit about you.
I figured.
Like, what the fuck is Anna doing on Instagram?
Yeah, here we are working our butts off on Facebook and Twitter, and then how's our Instagram going?
Oh, she hasn't posted anything since May 22nd.
It pissed me off. I kept following people and trying to get people to follow us, and then people would follow us and then apparently unfollow us.
And then I think with Instagram, we need to be more photogenic, but I don't feel like we have the time to really be photogenic. Our Instagram page will start busting out when we actually have time to take pictures. And
yeah, like when we actually hang out.
Yeah,
like
hang out. We
do, but we just don't do this.
Even though we've gotten together for the podcast every single week, we haven't actually gone and hung out outside this room.
Mm-mm. I feel like so. Instagram, though, is more for, like, I don't know, the way I see it, Instagram is like the little kids who, those little thoughts, you know? You know what I'm saying? Like,
she's dissing all the younger people. She's like, Instagram's for those little guys that just can't.
That just want to post pictures about themselves and talk about how good they look, but they're beasts, but they're really not.
Anyway, the reason why I'm doing, you know, letting our listeners know that we really appreciate them and we really do want feedback. We haven't been getting too much feedback via email. To amp up our getting our listeners, getting our listeners to actually give us feedback, we've set up a voicemail, and you can reach the Horror Club voicemail by dialing 971-301-HORA or 4272. So that's 971-301-4272, and leave us a voicemail, comment, shout out, randomness. You can say whatever you pretty much want.
You can just breathe into
but
the phone.
But can you be gross, though? Like,
I think that would be funny.
Yeah, just get a whole bunch of, like, 40-year-old guys winking it. And then just hang so up gross. Right
you
after.
Know, the grossest thing I've ever heard an older guy tell me is, "You're so sweet, I can taste you from all the way over here." Wait, what? I was like, no.
Yes, South, sweet Emma.
Like, I was like, no. I got, like, shivers. Like, I was like, okay, I'm done helping you. It was when I worked at the gas station. I was like, okay, I'm done helping you.
Well,
bye.
I'd hope that we'd get funny, awkward ones if you're going to call in and be funny. What I don't want is to hear you fapping.
Like, yeah, Kaylee.
Kaylee's going to start trolling our voicemail.
A girl is called Frosty, and... You know, if you do happen to get any fapping calls, it might be me. I'm just saying. It might be me.
Ew, what if your, like, brother does it?
Oh, God. Yeah. Why would you say that? Yeah. Why would you...
Maybe the guy is somebody else's
Excuse me.
Brother.
I'm going to go bark now that. For
Excuse
Kaylee.
Me while I text my brother right now to troll our phone with actual fapping.
Please
just
don't.
Excuse me while I do that.
Yeah, I'm just going to call you guys one day, and I'm going to be like... I'm gonna be dirty. Watch. Just wait.
And I was gonna call him like, I'm sitting on this chair with my little skirt.
It's not a chair that I'm gonna be sitting on.
And I was just thinking about you.
You guys always talk about, you guys wanna talk about me not getting some? I'm gonna call you and be like, so this is me getting some.
Clock the time.
What now? And every time I have sex, I'm just gonna call in and be like,
getting it on.
Wait, how do we retrieve voicemails?
Are you really trying to do this right now?
How do we retrieve voicemails?
Well, if she's going to do it, I want to hear it.
Yeah, well, no, I'm going to play
it. No, she means, like, download it and, like, hear it herself. Like, have it on her own little playlist.
It helps.
Kaylee, that's gross.
Put me in the mood.
Kaylee, that's
if
gross.
If I can pretend no, that Kaylee. I am there. Stop it. A girl is called Frosty.
No, you're being weird. Stop.
I'm being me.
No, stop.
I'm deprived.
Oh
Stop,
God.
Kaylee, that's weird. Don't.
I think Anna's, like, badge just, like, clenched up. It cringed a little, and it, like, clenched.
It's like, no.
No.
Well, now she won't leave a voicemail. So my job is done.
I got excited thinking about, I'm gonna have sex soon. And then that happened, and I was like, wait, I don't even want it. No.
Oh my God, no. When you have sex, are you gonna be thinking about me?
No, Kaylee, you... I don't think about you guys when I'm having sex.
A girl is called Frosty.
I hope not. Oh, my goodness. Oh.
Can you imagine if she did, though? She just started laughing for some reason.
If you want to just call in the voicemail and clock the times that you have sex, that would be a funny segment to put in here. Just
play. Bombarded with people calling in, I'm having sex.
Call if you want to, yo. 971-301 horror.
Just be like, Frosty, I'm having sex right now.
This You're is not. For you. This is for you, Frosty.
I licked the phone if you didn't know what that was.
Frosty, I'm totally having sex right now.
Lisa would call you and be like, so I have a message for you. Listen. Tay, that's for you. Bye.
Listen, how many people are having sex and you're not? This is sad.
Anyway. So we've already had a couple voicemails come in from our podcast family who's given us a couple shout outs. So I'm going to go ahead and play us two of those. Our first voicemail is from Peter.
Woohoo.
So we're going to go ahead and play that one.
Greetings to the ladies of the Horror Club. It's your boy Peter from Hydrate Level 4 and the We Got 5 podcast. Just wanted to drop you a line, show a little love, and, you know, just want to give a little shout out to the girl whose name is Frosty. Need a little help, you know, hollering at them guys. I am a guy myself. I am also Asian, so I got that going for me. You need a little role playing, you know, to kind of help build a little bit of confidence. Give your boy a holler. Thanks, ladies, for the rub. Talk to y'all later.
Oh, that was so cute, but kind of creepy all at the same time.
Isn't he married and have kids?
Yes.
Yeah, but he's just gonna help you role play, not that kind of role play, Kaylee. He meant, like, he'll help you build up confidence and
with Asian guys, yeah.
And not only that, just in guys general. Like,
love how he used the word rub.
At least he got my name right.
Yes. But he used the word rub.
Twice.
Thank you, Peter, for going ahead and give us a call on our voicemail.
Thank you for your rub.
Yeah, thank you for your rub.
We all rub.
Yeah, we all just rub. Okay, so our second one is from Sean from the Horribly Awkward.
Hey, Horror Club, what's up? This is Sean from the Horribly Awkward podcast, and so awkwardly and horribly so, I'm leaving you a horribly awkward message, and I didn't really think of anything interesting to say, so I'm winging it. So first off, I want to say you guys are doing an awesome job. Just keep on pushing those episodes out, keep the friendship going, keep the conversation flowing, and just keep putting them out, and you guys will definitely rise to the top, so... I'm glad you guys are doing the podcast thing. I've listened to a couple of episodes, so huge shout out to you from me. Keep on doing what you're doing. Peace out. It's 3:15 in the morning, and I'm working the streets. And I don't mean as a prostitute. I mean as a street cleaner, pressure washer. So peace out. Love the show. Keep it coming. Later.
Aww,
Work in the street.
And I don't mean as a prostitute.
Would he prefer man whore?
Hey. Oh, but that was sweet of him to call us at 3 o'clock in the morning to leave us a voicemail.
That was 3 o'clock?
That's what he said on his voicemail.
I thought he said 7.
No, he said 3 o'clock, I thought.
Oh, shit.
Did he say 3 or 7?
I thought he said 3. 7. I heard
we
7.
We just heard it. We don't even remember.
But anyway, Sean gave us his voicemail for his show, so I left a message on his voicemail, and this is what that was.
Hey, this is Nisa from the Horror Club, and I just wanted to give a shout-out to Sean from Horribly Awkward. Love you, man. Keep up the good work. And also, don't forget, Hail Lara.
But we're big fans of Avengers, so Hail Hydra.
Hail Hydra, we changed it to Hail Hara.
Yeah, so anytime anyone's going to give us their voicemail, that's what we're going to say to them.
Do you want to know what? You should be really careful, because it does sound like you're referring to something else.
But that's the joke.
Okay. Well.
Okay, just because my grandparents sided with him does not mean I do.
I'm not a Nazi sympathizer, okay?
Okay, because then we're going to start getting the wrong idea.
Hail Hydra, yeah. Not...
But it's a Hail Hara.
Not that other thing that we're not even going to mention.
Exactly, we're not
so
even
going to
mention
So we're just going to do, like, rants, like, Hail.
No, I want our I want our listeners to call in, and if they have nothing else to say, just call in and say Hail Hara.
Hail Hara.
So then we can just make a segment of us playing back the voicemails.
Is there a way that we can make it sound like a crowd?
Yeah,
of people just saying it.
Yeah, exactly.
Merge them all together.
Hail Hara.
And then us just giggling, like,
over and over again.
Like, giggling girl. Giggling evil girls. I left that voicemail for Sean. And I said, hey, Sean, I'm going to have Frosty give you a call on your voicemail. And so Frosty went ahead and gave a call to Sean as well.
To be fair, I had just gotten off of work.
Okay, no excuses.
No, I had just gotten off of work, and I was tired.
No excuses. So I asked him, hey, can you forward those voicemails to me? So we're going to go ahead and play those.
Have fun.
Here, let's see. Uh-oh.
Hey, this is Frosty from the Horror Club giving a shout out to Sean at the Horribly Awkward podcast.
She sounds so bored.
What was I going to say?
I wasn't bored. I was nervous.
Okay. Well, Hail Hara.
So she just did the Hail Hara part.
Oh, God, Kaylee.
Wait, it's number two.
Hey, this is Frosty from the Horror Club again. I kind of fucked that last one up. I meant to say that you were totally awesome. And I just said Hail Hara. Because I'm an idiot. But you're awesome.
You already said that.
I will talk to you later, maybe? Or not? I don't know. We'll see.
Just hang up, stupid.
Oh. Hail Hara.
Just hang up. Just hang up!
That's not even the end of
Kaylee,
it, though.
That's really creepy.
That isn't even the end of it, though. That's not.
This is why I'm single. Why I'm fucking single.
I love you, Sean. Hail Hara.
That what Niza told me to do.
Because she had already said that. She had done something
Niza told
awkward.
Me to breathe into the phone and then just say, we love you, Sean.
And you
Hail
know what's
Hara.
Funny? That whole time while you were breathing, all I could think of was, I'm going to run away now.
I'm just going to run away.
And then you're
time to go.
Running
away. I wasn't fapping, okay?
It's time to go. But yes, like, if our listeners want to go ahead and give us a call, leave a shout-out, tell us why you're rough, or you just want to call in and get on the Hail Hara.
Or be like Kaylee and just breathe into the phone. Like, that's fine,
we
too.
We just said that
would be
okay.
Girl's called Frosty.
Yeah.
My eye's, like, twitching.
Anna's a little blown away.
Well, I remember Anna texting me saying, this is weird.
Is this really happening?
This is really weird. Are we really doing this right now?
Yeah, like, is this really happening? Do people actually like us?
I guess so, Anna.
I guess we are liked.
Oh, man. Yeah, but if you want to go ahead and hit up our Horror Club voicemail, you just need to dial 971-301-HORRA. Or if you just want to troll us, that's okay, too.
We're all fans of trolling.
But just remember...
We're all fans of trolling.
Hey, Anna. You used to call me on my cell phone.
I don't know which one I like.
But where are you at? Work.
I was going to say, I don't know which one I like the least.
The least.
That's why I just decided to do both.
Yeah, troll us all you want, guys.
Troll the troll if you want.
Yeah, troll us all day long.
We troll you wrong time.
Let's go in our news, because I want to go ahead and bring up a recent death of a rising actor. Anton Yelchin, who was 27.
He was in Star Trek. He played Chekhov, and he was also in Fright Night, and he was in Odd Thomas.
Yeah, I just recently saw Odd Thomas, too. That's a really funny movie.
So how Anton supposedly died is it looks like he had parked his car on the uphill driveway, and then possibly he was walking over to his mailbox, which was right next to his security gate. And it was a brick-pillared mailbox. And then I guess somehow the van had a, or rather the Jeep, had a malfunction. And the Jeep slid down the hill and it pinned his body between the security gate and the brick mailbox. And that he died within a minute of impact, they said. And so they said that he probably didn't suffer, which, you know, is good. But, yeah, it said that blunt trauma and asphyxiation was the cause of his death. And it was rapid after the impact. So he didn't suffer too much, we hope. I guess he was found by his friends because he was supposed to be there for a rehearsal. And, you know, they were like, oh, where is he? He hasn't shown up yet. And then that's how they discovered him. And he was already dead by the time they had gotten to see him.
That sounds really odd.
Well, now they're supposedly recalling the Jeeps because, you know, they're prone to have that malfunction. And I guess it was done in February that they recalled it, so he didn't have a chance to get his turned in.
That is super sad. He was just, like, literally just trying to check his mail.
Yeah, it looks like that probably was what happened. At least that's what I would think.
Really sad. I mean, like, he was only 27. He was rising.
Yep,
like,
he was rising. He was going to be in another movie, The Green Room, that I think is about to come out or just came out.
Oh, yeah. So
yeah, I was looking forward to seeing that. I saw the trailer for it.
That's so sad.
Yeah. That's going to be on
and
a
then,
thousand
And then, of course, the new Star Trek movie is going to be coming out.
That's going to be on a thousand ways to
I'm
die.
Actually wondering what they're going to do next. Probably. Like, if they're going to make any more Star Trek movies, if they're going to recast him or...
Probably, since he's...
Or if because it's a new timeline, they're just going to write Chekhov out.
Yeah, probably.
An interesting story that I actually came across on the internet was... I don't know if you heard about it, Anna. But it was about a fan of BTS, the K-pop band, boy band. You know ARMY is their fan base. I think we consider ourselves ARMY? Do we want to consider ourselves ARMY?
I hail no flags in the K-pop world.
That's true. We don't really. But, I mean, like, I still shout out to the ARMY fans.
As I'm wearing a GOT7 sweater.
Well, we love GOT7. We love BTS. We love all that. But in Korea, they're really in a fan-based war.
They're basically in one or not.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, which is stupid. I mean, like, if you love one, you should just love them all, right?
That's like back when I was 12. And I was like, oh, Backstreet Boys. NSYNC.
Right? Yeah. Well, we know most of their fan base is probably 12-year-old Korean Asian girls.
And they be cray
over there in Korea. Yeah, exactly. And they be cray over there. They're trying. But I bring this up because one of the fans, and I really hope that I haven't been able to find out if this is a Korean fan or a fan from the U.S., I really hope that it's not a fan from the U.S. because I think we kind of pride ourselves in actually liking a lot of K-pop companies and not just picking, you know,
picking and choosing.
Yeah, like, I only stand for JYP and all this stuff.
No, I'm JYP, YG, Big Hit.
Oh, yeah, exactly. All of that. I'm not getting
say,
not
shouldn't
a...
you support all the new people, whether
exactly.
you...
You
Whether
just
you have
support
a bias
music.
Or not, but you should just, yeah,
you should
just
support
them.
Music. And I think in the U.S., since there's not that many of us K-pop fans, that we all just kind of like, well, we're just going to support them.
Whichever band that you like, as long as it's K-pop, we accept you.
But, like I said, I kind of hope that this is a fan from Korea, because apparently this BTS ARMY fan went in and hacked into one of EXO's official Twitter accounts. And changed the name to BTS and disabled it. So now there's like a whole like war between BTS fans and EXO fans. Yeah. And we know EXO, I don't know about you guys, but I know that reading through EXO's fan base, their fan base is crazy sometimes. They have like lunatics in there.
Isn't that where that video that Oppa? Isn't that where it's from?
No, that's from 2PM.
That's from JYP.
Yeah, that's from JYP.
That's for Tycoon.
But that's how crazy they can get, though. It's like, you guys need to learn some fan...
Like, you look
self-control.
Yeah, self-control and etiquette. Like,
do you remember the Kim Hyun-jun video where there was just those little tiny ropes that kept him away from his fans and they weren't acting crazy?
Well, I've seen a couple videos of BTS trying to get through an airport and these girls just grabbing on them. Like,
yeah, and then I think Jin, or not Jin, Jaemin, he, like, fell over, and then he was like, are the girls that were hanging on me okay?
But no, he's like, what cute. I'm comparing it against is, why can't they act civil? Like, there was
rocks. They're crazy. There. I mean, they're probably 12-year-old girls, most of them, so that's probably, like...
Their hormones are raging. They've got their studies that they have to deal with, exactly. And then all of a sudden this hot Korean boy comes walking by, and they're like, fuck the studies. But
you think about it, though, we were talking about the Kim Hyun-jun fans, how they should have just climbed over the ropes and just attacked
him. Yeah, that's what we were watching that Kim Hyun-jun video. Back.
Attack their buttholes.
Terrible.
Kaylee. That's so mean, Kaylee.
Hey, text messages don't lie.
That's not true.
Those words were used, whether they were miscontext or like used in miscontact or.
But they also
could it's have never been out of context when you say to your girlfriend, I'm gonna attack your butthole. And then she's like, no, don't.
Yeah, but sometimes you talk like that. Yeah. Like, sometimes you just talk like savage.
Anyway, we were watching a video of Kim Hyun-jun and how he was brave enough to do these public performances, or he would just come out in like a park. Or I mean, that's what one of the things that we loved about Kim Hyun-jun was that he did this.
Yeah.
He loved his fans enough to go out there.
I love GD, but at the same time, Kim Hyun-jun did not put himself in a glass box.
Exactly, right. His fans.
He didn't need to.
Yeah. What is that one called?
Who You?
Who You by GD. Cute. That's a cute video, though.
I know. I listened to it today.
You can see those girls, like, pressing themselves against that glass. You can see the crazy ones out. In there.
Yeah. You could probably gauge the audience. He was like, how many of them are 12 and crazy? Oh, we need glass.
We need
Yeah, we need glass. Lots and lots of it.
Lots of glass.
Preferably bulletproof.
Right.
And, like, two or three layers of
it. But I thought that was just sad. Like, come on. Really? Yeah. You're just embarrassing the rest of the fan base by
hacking into
another group's Twitter account and destroying it. One of the groups
always gets harassed. Like, these girls do, like, death threats and, like...
Oh, yeah, a couple of K-pop...
Sent that to me.
Yeah,
to
artists,
the one guy who's not in Super Junior anymore because he got, like, a cake with blood in it or something like that. Yeah,
they're crazy. Saesangs, that's what you call crazy Korean...
Fangirls?
Saesangs is an obsessive fan of Korean idol or other public figure that has engaged in stalking or other questionable behavior.
We could get that Jason Derulo song where that Asian girl is going, Jason, and change it into a Saesang.
Saesang.
Yeah. Saesang.
And every time we have a story about
a Saesang, yeah, we could do that.
Saesang.
Saesang crazy.
Yeah.
Saesang crazy for Oppa.
Oppa.
But people are crazy nowadays. Another, you know, I talk about how, like, Korean fans are crazy, but American people are crazier, I feel.
Super
they're
crazy.
They're just suing for anything, just anything nowadays. There's this girl that's suing Starbucks for, like, $5 million. Just because there was too much ice in her coffee. She is suing them because they are not advertising that she's getting the full, like, 24 ounces. She's suing them because she thinks that Starbucks puts too much ice in their coffee and then pours the coffee into it, and that she's only getting, like, almost... She's losing, like, a third of it. So she's
and
suing
that,
for...
And that
she's
gives suing her for, the rate for $5,000?
That's $5 million. Dollars.
$5 million?
Yeah.
Okay, that's, like, 6 cups of coffee from Starbucks, okay? Get over it.
Just get over it, bitch.
That's so stupid. People sue over the stupidest things.
My coffee's too hot and it spilled on me. I'm gonna sue you guys.
The Snapchat thing.
Oh,
like, they had to take one of the filters off because somebody was sued Snapchat over the whole speedometer on there. People were using it while driving, smart enough, and getting in car crashes and getting pulled over and whatnot.
Oh my goodness. So, like,
they sued because of that. Like, literally, they have to add warning signs on coffee cups. Careful, warning, insides are very hot because McDonald's got sued.
Yeah, exactly. They
like,
got
that's
sued
so
for having
stupid.
Yeah, well, I saw something else that was pretty stupid where there was this girl, her name was Abigail Fisher, and I guess she was trying to get into University of Texas.
Mm-hmm.
mm-hmm. and she didn't get in, and she's stating that she didn't get in because she's white, and that University of Texas, I guess, has the majority of black students.
Oh, goodness gracious.
Yeah, well, anyways, they did her Supreme Court ruling or whatever, mm-hmm. like, I think she filed this a year ago, and then they just came out now with, you know, like, the results of the investigation or whatever, and it turns out it was because she had bad fucking grades. You know, and it's so like, dumb. It had nothing to do with her race. It was just, dude, your grades are too fucking bad to go into this school, you know? It's take really some sad. Summer classes, and then try again. Yeah, and it's like, I just think it's hilarious because now, because of, you know, of her, like, trying to make this about a race issue when it wasn't. It was about, you're just dumb as fuck.
Yeah, you're just dumb as fuck, and yeah, you can't get your grades up.
It's like, now everybody knows that you're... You're Becky with bad grades. You know? And it's all over Twitter.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah, I found out about it this morning. It's hilarious.
But we can't, you know, it's almost like you can't even do anything fun because someone's just going to take offense to it and...
Oh, yeah. And
just ruin it for everybody else. Like, calm down, America.
Yeah, stupid calm stuff like tits, rapists. Rapists
yeah.
get away with stuff like that, exactly. Or women who accuse men of rape.
There's better things to use the justice system than fucking complaining about your iced goddamn coffee. Like,
yeah, like the guy who got sentenced to jail for like 6 years for a rape he didn't commit, a black man to be exact, and then the woman said she didn't, it wasn't true, like 6 years later. He's already been in jail.
She should have gone to jail.
Yeah.
She should
perjury,
be
right? Yeah. Perjury's a crime.
Gosh, he needs to sue.
Yeah, that's something where you need to sue. But don't fucking come to the justice system for your iced coffee, because your coffee's too hot, because you slipped on a wet floor. Like, this is just stupid bullshit. Like, oh, the label didn't tell me that it had this in it, so I drank bleach. That's how I feel that it's getting to. Like, we literally have to have hazard signs.
I didn't know on I was everything because to put this in my eyes. And now I'm blind.
This never said that I should put peroxide in my eye.
Johnson & Johnson said no tears. I'm crying, bitches.
There's a shampoo that says if you don't know how to use this, then you need to invite somebody, or then you might need to invite somebody over to show you how to use this. But to be honest, if you don't know how to use this, you probably shouldn't be using this.
Yeah, it's like, exactly. America.
America. You get Donald Trump, that's what you get.
Right.
I'm sorry, I'm going to keep doing this.
It's so funny.
Okay, anyway, enough with the news, and we're going to go ahead and review EXO's Lucky One. Because we didn't actually do that when we did their monster one. I don't think any of us have seen their other video.
Nope.
Which posted. So I'm going to go ahead and play that for us.
Were we not supposed to watch it?
Did you already watch it, Anna?
No, I may have listened to it.
Oh, okay. Well, then you're fine. We're going to watch it. Oh, death and death. 자, 널 찾아줄 지도를 들고 좌표를 따라 나서는 항로 No matter 저빛 아침 밤은 너를 향할 테니 너를 닮은 하늘은 아름다워 오늘도 이대로 너는 부셔 익숙한 듯 낯선 길 휘어버릴게 너와 나의 평행선 넘어 몰아치는 순간 내 세상에 멈춰서 넌 나의 only one 너를 발견한 순간 더 찬란히 빛나는 That was a really good song, and I liked the video. Mm-hmm. It was very, a really good
kinda
beat.
Kind of reminded me of a Michael Jackson song from the 80s.
Right. It was really good.
Who doesn't love it when they pretend to be aliens and are being imprisoned? You know what? What if it's a cry for help? Because Big Bang did one, too, Monster, mm-hmm. where they're trying to escape, too. What if they hate being K-pop stars, and they just wish that they could escape from their routines? What if the fans who are going crazy have actually realized that they're prisoners and they're trying to set those poor boys free?
Oh, from their like entertainment company.
Yeah. What if they're being kept prisoner by their entertainment company? I mean, God damn it! Have you seen how Jin eats sometimes? It's like they never feed him, poor boy.
Jin from BTS. Yeah, like you see videos of him eating like, food, and he's always like, yum, yum, yum.
It's funny because like the guys from GOT7 do the very same exact
thing. Yeah, they act like they don't. Well, I mean, like not only that, but if they're doing like a variety show, they're like, where's the food? They're always asking for food.
We were promised food. Is there food here?
That bra snap.
I'm snapping my bra.
That bra snap.
Snapping my bra.
You guys. It's fun.
Okay, movies and TV shows.
Oh, I'm sorry. I thought you said boobies and TV
Boobies and TV shows.
How do you know that's what I do? No, just kidding.
Right? Well, I've been collecting boobies, guys.
Niza, Kaylee, you guys don't hate me.
You have to leave.
I have to go. I do have to go. I have a boyfriend that likes to be tended to. On Friday nights after a really long day at work, so...
Are you going to call us? You going to call 971-301-4272? Give us a shout-out, Anna.
Frosty, I'm having sex right now. What are you doing? Eating Cheeto dust off my fingers.
Yeah, right.
I'll call the number all the time, though.
Yeah.
Just be like, hey, O'Hara, this is for Frosty.
Get out of here, though.
All right, bye-bye.
Sorry, you little lovebird.
No, it's not... That's not what I'm going to do, but... I do have to go.
Okay,
that's not what I'm gonna do.
Right.
Yeah, right.
Right.
A bunch of little kids.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Waiting for those kids to go to sleep. Yeah, bye, Anna. Well, the rest of the show is all about us anyway, so.
So, bye, Anna.
The bye.
We love Anna.
We love Anna. We're just giving her shit now.
Wait. I stayed for the full episode. She took off. She's trying to play sick.
Okay, so anyway, we're going to go ahead and talk about movies and TV shows. First, I wanted to go ahead and bring up... I don't know if you have ever heard of the Dark Tower series by Stephen King.
Nope.
You haven't? Not ever?
Not ever. Yeah, I like Stephen King. I'm more into his books, Pet Sematary, It.
His horror books.
And The Green Mile.
Yeah. So The Dark Tower is a series of books that Stephen King published that is a fantasy horror. It's about a gunslinger and an evil sorcerer who embark on a journey to reach a mystical tower that can save their decaying world.
Hmm.
So it's almost kind of like a Western dark feel to it. And originally what I heard was that if they were to make a movie of the Dark Tower series, that Stephen King kind of wanted, or a lot of people, not Stephen King, but a lot of people actually thought that Clint Eastwood would play the part of as the gunslinger.
Hmm.
And I'm pretty sure that they said that Stephen King had the same idea, or he based the character off of Clint Eastwood's features. And the gunslinger that they've actually picked is Matthew McConaughey. He's going to play the gunslinger. So if you were a fan of the Stephen King Dark Tower series, go ahead and let us know what you think of the cast that they actually picked. I mean, they got Catherine Winnick, they have Idris Elba, Abby Lee Kershaw, and Tom Taylor so far in this cast.
Matthew McConaughey's not my favorite actor, but I don't hate him. I don't know, he, to me, I think is more of a comedic. Like, I would throw him more in comedy movies take him seriously.
He's been doing a lot of some serious stuff. There's always a time where a comedian tries to do something serious. I mean, even Jim Carrey did it with the number 20. What number 23?
Yeah, number 23, he did that. And then there was The Majestic, which was an okay movie, but yeah, I kind of miss Jim Carrey being funny. Although, I loved him in Eternal Sunshine of the Spotless Mind.
Oh yes. See, that's in that was a serious romantic movie, but at the same time it still
had those elements of funny in it, but he could also be a little serious in there as well. Like, he wasn't Ace Ventura.
Another person that you could not have imagined that made a serious movie was Will Ferrell.
Will Ferrell made a serious movie.
Yes, he made a serious movie. He did a Lifetime movie.
What?
Yes, he did a Lifetime movie. It's called A Deadly Adoption. And it is starring Will Ferrell and Kristen Wiig. Will Ferrell plays a husband him and his wife try to have another baby, and they're not able to, so they go ahead and find a surrogate mother, or a teenage girl who's already pregnant, who can give them her child, or who's willing to give up her child to them. They end up, like, it looks like from the trailer that they end up taking her into their home, and he begins to get seduced by her, and she gets attached to him and wants him to be with her. So I haven't seen the movie yet.
But that's what it looks like from the trailer.
But I'm surprised
that she's
a
home-wrecking whore.
This is a perfect example of, you know, I feel like some comedians are just like, I'm kind of done doing comedy. I want to do something serious once in a while. And I haven't watched this, and I kind of wanted to watch it, but at the same time, I'm like, can I take Will Ferrell seriously in a role like this? You know, it's like really
weird.
The
whole time I was watching this, I hate to say it, but I was like, I'm waiting for him to bang into something.
Right?
A fart noise.
Right?
Him to get an unexpected boner while looking at the girl.
Something comedic. But it looks like it. You saw the trailer.
It looks like a pretty serious movie. It looks like something that would actually make me go, oh my god, what?
No. What the fuck's going on right now?
And not in a comedic way, in a more like, oh my god, this is the most horrible thing ever to happen.
But I think that we need to watch that, Kaylee.
A girl's called Frosty. Frosty. And a girl agrees with you. We should watch that.
Now that Anna's gone, we can fucking nerd out on Game of Thrones.
Dun dun dun
dun dun dun. That was my fire-breathing dragon noise.
I liked it.
You did.
Okay, so Game of Thrones.
Okay, so to recap last two episodes, of course, nothing has happened to Brienne and Tommen.
I'm disappointed.
No sexy time has been going on whatsoever.
They need to be having that. What's that thing called?
Kenji time.
No Kenji time is going on between.
No,
Kenji Tormin.
Kenji time is the after, when he can clear his mind of sexual desires.
Yeah, but they're not even having that. There is no Kenji time going on here.
There's no Kenji time.
There is no, and you can tell. Look at the way he looks at her. He wants that Kenji time.
David's gonna be so stoked that we're using Kenji time.
He wants it.
That we're using Kenji time on the show.
He wants some Kenji time.
But who did make an appearance again with Brienne was Jaime Lannister.
And for a brief moment,
I forgot
about Tormund and Brienne, and I was like, Jaime and Brienne are back together again. Oh my god.
Oh my god, when are they gonna fuck? Or when is Jaime gonna love her like his sister?
Yeah. I was thinking about this meme that I saw where Cersei and Brienne were at each other, and then Brienne's like, no, I don't love Jaime. I love him like a brother. And then Cersei just kind of awkwardly smiles, like, what do you mean?
That's hilarious.
How do you love your brother?
But I mean, like, who? I think, you know, when Brienne and Jaime were having that one-on-one adventure, we really did fall in love with the idea of Jaime.
Oh my god, I totally
and
did.
Brienne being together. Because, I mean, Brienne, the actress, she's beautiful. She's actually a model, isn't she?
I don't know if she was a model, but I know she's been in other,
I'm like, pretty sure that she's modeled.
But she's very beautiful.
Yeah, Gwendolyn Christie. Yeah, she's an English actress and model. So she's actually really beautiful. They fuglied her up to be Brienne in Game of Thrones. And she is extremely tall. Like, she's, goodness gracious, she's like 6'3".
Most models are.
You just messaged me saying you're fine? The fuck is
no,
that?
No, I messaged Anna. Oh my god, get over it.
Thanks, Kaylee, for sending me a secret message, you know? Love you too.
Just send you a message.
Love you too,
you're
Frosty.
Fine.
Yeah,
oh, Anna.
I know.
Anna messaged saying she was sorry.
She's okay. She's fine. Well, shit. But anyway, now that we saw Jaime and Brienne back together, we completely, slightly forgotten Tormund. Whose team are you on? Are you Team Tormund or are you Team Jaime?
I'm Team Tormund and Brienne just because I think Tormund does legitimately like Brienne.
Yes, yes.
I mean, but if Jaime and Brienne got together, I would still be okay with that too.
Would you?
Because I
think... You know
think
what would be the best scenario for me is like...
K-drama fight over her?
Yeah, exactly. A K-drama fight over Brienne.
And then
Tormund gets hot, and then she's like, okay, Tormund. And then, like...
Tormund better not shave his beard off, though. I actually saw a video where it looked like he was getting his beard shaved off, and I almost...
He's actually a pretty handsome guy with his...
I almost shouted, what the fuck?
He's actually a pretty handsome guy without his... Have you seen him?
Yes, I have seen what he looks like without the beard, but there was this clip that I saw on the internet where it looked like he was going to get it shaved off, and I was about to shout, you know, like so much hate.
I mean, his real name is Christoph Hivju. He's a Norwegian.
Ooh, Norwegian.
Oh, yes, Norwegian. Ooh, la la. Even with a shortened beard, I mean, like, look at this sexy picture right here.
Mm-hmm.
Very.
Oh my god, yeah. That's pretty good. You should post that on Twitter.
Gotta show the Tormund love. Mm-hmm. Gotta like them scruffy. Well, at least Frosty does.
I like him anyway. I can get him. But I can't get him, so that's the problem.
So we are Team Tormund. I'm Team Tormund. You're Team Tormund.
Yep.
Team Tormund.
We're Team Tormund.
Yeah, Tormund and Brienne.
Tormund and Brienne forever, man.
Forever and ever and ever and ever. You know, I almost, like, don't want to say it, but does anyone else feel like Sansa and Jon Snow are having, like, a slight little, like, there's a little inkling of a, like...
I am feeling that might end up being what's going to happen, just because they've been pushed together a lot.
You think that's going to be a Lannister thing going on there? The
little, well, is the he really, love? Is yeah. he really her brother, though?
Yeah, that's true.
Because, I mean, they still say that he could be her cousin, you know, Lyanna, or he could be something completely different.
That's true.
You know, we don't know who his mother is. We don't really know who his father is. Did we see it happen? You know, I mean, we did get that one clip a couple episodes back where there was, like, a woman screaming in the tower where we can assume that that is somebody giving birth to him, possibly Lyanna.
Yeah. I'm glad that you caught on to that because I almost felt like maybe I'm just reading too much into this. And
yeah,
it's
no,
really
especially
incest.
When, well, number one, we do know that Jon likes redheads.
Oh, yeah.
Ygritte was a redhead, you know. He could totally be like, oh, Sansa.
And I just wanted to say that Sansa's character has really evolved. And the actress has done a really good job from going to a little bitchy
little
of a girl to
prissy thing.
Yeah.
And now she's actually like a force to be reckoned with.
Exactly. And I'm waiting for Sansa to make her mark. And
Queen in the North.
Queen of the North. Damn it. What was the other one that I wanted to bring up? There's Sansa and Littlefinger. Oh, it's coming back.
It's coming back. When that army showed up and he just had that smirk and then he's just like leaning on his horse, my brother and I, we were both like, oh my god, is he totally like eye fucking the camera right now, like, yeah, bitches, Littlefinger's back.
No, oh my god, I was so excited that he's come back, because I'm that's probably like one of our favorite characters.
We love
besides Jon Snow, you know, mine
Littlefinger
my
was actually one of the first people that I actually did start to like on the show. Although, I also like the Hound.
The Hound's back, too.
I know the Hound is back, too.
I want to mention that in the last episode, there was two deaths. Rickon and Ramsay Bolton.
Yeah.
Poor Rickon.
Rickon just needed to zigzag. That's his problem. So, fuck Rickon. Okay? Rickon should have zigged,
like,
and that.
He didn't even have, what? He didn't even have, like, five lines in the whole TV show and book.
I think one was, come here, Shaggy Dog. Come on, Shaggy Dog. I'm looking for father.
Poor brother. And then now he's dead. Just his death to me was kind of like, oh. Okay, moving on.
Yeah, I wasn't emotionally invested into Rickon.
Well, I mean, Sansa did say it, and we all knew.
Sansa wasn't even emotionally involved into Rickon. Did you notice that?
Yeah.
She was just kind of like,
didn't even care.
I knew it.
She knew it was coming. I mean, like, what she was trying to tell Jon was, you don't know Ramsay. You just don't fucking know Ramsay like
she'd already mourned Rickon's death.
Yeah, exactly. She already did it.
She already knew he was gonna die.
She knew that they weren't gonna get her get Rickon back, and she said that to Jon. She's like, you really think they were gonna get him back? You're joking yourself, right?
Mm-hmm.
And that was kind of like, wow, Sansa, that was cold, but yet you slapped us with so much truth just then.
You slapped us with so much knowledge right now. When did we become less educated than you?
Right. Anyway, I am also a Ramsay Bolton fan, but I enjoyed his death. He died very well.
He died good according to his character.
Yeah.
Which we all knew was coming, mm-hmm. because you can only be evil for so long.
Exactly.
Before somebody...
We saw it with Joffrey.
Somebody tries to take you out.
We saw it with that little fuck boy in the watch. The little blondie, whatever his name was. The one that got Jon Snow killed.
Oh. Yeah, that's right. You can only be evil for so long before you get taken out. So, yeah, I enjoyed Ramsay's evil, because unlike Joffrey, he wasn't a whiny little bitch, you know? He had his flaws. But he was legit evil. Mm-hmm. So to cope with my loss, because I was feeling depressed over the loss of another beloved character on Game of Thrones, to help myself cope, I created a playlist of several songs that remind me of Ramsay Bolton. I titled it Flayed Heart, a Ramsay Bolton Love Mix by Frosty. It is the full playlist is available on our YouTube channel, but I will have, I'll play a little bit of a couple of songs and then give you an explanation on why I chose these few songs, and then you can make up your own assumptions regarding the other ones. So the first one we have is Wrong by Depeche Mode. So I chose this song. This is Wrong by Depeche Mode. This song to me just screamed Ramsay Bolton. He was absolutely born wrong. Being a bastard, you know, for the House of Bolton could not have been especially easy, and you can especially tell in Battle of the Bastards with how many times he called Jon Snow a bastard that he's seriously hurting inside. You know that?
Yes, we talked about that. We talked about how
that was a psychological cry for help.
Yes.
That poor thing. You know, he was just expressing his inner hurt, and you know what? I'm there for you.
Right.
I'm there for you, Ramsay.
I feel that song. I like it.
Second one is Beat My Guest by Adam Ant. Why, you ask? Because what did he do to Theon Greyjoy? He literally beat that poor little Theon Greyjoy. Or is it Reek?
Or is it Reek? No.
No.
It's Reek.
I wonder how he's coping with the loss. Yeah, Reek. I miss him too. Next one we have is Eyes on Fire, because have you ever looked into Ramsay Bolton's eyes? If you did, I'm pretty sure this song would be playing. Not only that, but it talks about how he's gonna flay you alive, okay? The Boltons is the flayed man, so this is definitely a Ramsay Bolton song. Next, we have Touch Myself. So, it's been hard, you know. Yeah, it's been really hard, and his ass, I mean, it has Ugga. can we please go to the next one? Just having some issues here. Do we even really need an explanation for this one? I mean, do we really? Really, Niza? Really? Really? Can we move on, please? Last one I'll be showing is Gone with the Sin by him. And, you know, how beautiful you are. And you're torn apart by those damn dogs. I'm just...
That's a good song. These are good songs, Kaylee. I feel your pain here.
I tried very hard to,
feel your pain here.
You know, to be there. It's going to be really lonely without Puppy Chow now. You know, I don't know who's going to fill the void in my heart. But
Ramsay was just such a good
guy. He was.
He played your heartstrings. He had that. Had them looks, and he got to play that crazy look.
Yeah, Ewan Rion.
Ewan
Rion. I believe that's how you pronounce it. If I said it wrong, I'll shame bell myself in the next episode. He did an excellent job.
Oh,
you know,
yes,
I mean, I love it when there's just like a villain that's so evil that you literally are.
That's
just
how you
like,
can tell he's such a great actor.
Yes, like, exactly. That's exactly the point that I was getting at. You could just tell that he's such a great actor because he. The first thing that I ever saw him in was Misfits, where he played the Invisible Boy.
Yes.
And then he went from Misfits to Game of Thrones, and it's just like I assumed that he was just gonna be just like he was in Misfits. I assumed he was just
yeah.
Be
when
this...
Ramsay Bolton's character came in, I mean, if you didn't...
I thought yeah, I thought he was gonna be this total nice guy helping mm-hmm. Theon Greyjoy out, and it's like, oh, you're a little shit. Oh, you're a little shit. Like
oh my
Joffrey.
God, you just cut off his dick.
Yeah. Oh my God. That's when I was like, oh, you're a little shit. You're just like fucking Joffrey. And then you cut his dick off, and then I'm like, oh my God, shit's getting real. Not only that, but he fucking mailed it back to
his family. I'm still holding
out
for you, Theon. I'm still holding out for you. Jon got his life back. I'm still holding out for Theon.
You hang in there, Theon.
You hang in there.
Maybe Melisandre?
Yeah, maybe she can do something with that.
Give you your dick back.
Yeah, maybe the Lord of Light can give you your dick back, you know?
Yeah, just surrender to the Lord
of Light.
I really,
you know, that's someone who's not been getting a lot of credit is Theon Greyjoy. Yes, he was a little shit, but I mean, who's not going to hate the family that took you away from your home?
Exactly. No. I understand his motives, but he probably didn't do it the best way possible.
No, probably not the best way possible.
You know?
He did it. When he first came out, he was a very egotistical prick that you didn't really like.
But then you take away the prick.
Yeah. You literally take away the prick. You kind of feel bad for him. Like, you feel...
Oh, I felt
for
bad
him.
For him, like, I think from day one when he went back home and he's like, I'm Ironborn. Yeah. And then they're like, yeah. But I like how he's there for his sister. And I also kind of like that,
His sister really supports him. I mean, she really tried.
She did. Know? She did try to save him.
Yeah.
But he was already too far gone because, yeah. You know, you can't resist that Ramsay. Especially after he tortured me.
I just keep remembering that. I'm going to post it again on Twitter, but I still keep remembering the meme with the Disney evil queen from Snow White, and she has this face in the box. It just says, Who put a dick in this box? And it's got Ramsay Bolton smiling at the bottom. It's just, that's like the best meme ever. Whoever mm-hmm. made that, I love you.
That it's the greatest one ever, yeah.
That is. Anyway, if you want to check out Frosty's Ramsay Bolton love mix, it is now available on our Horror Club YouTube channel. Go ahead and give us feedback, or maybe you have an idea of what song should be on there, and let us know. We'll go ahead and give you a shout-out on our show.
Yeah, if you have any more Ramsay Bolton-esque songs, you know, any song that I didn't add to the playlist that speaks Ramsay Bolton to you, you know, if we like it, maybe we'll add it to the playlist.
Right. So, since me and Kaylee are writers, we're going to go ahead and
The girl's called Frosty.
Frosty. We did read a book. It was a short novel. It's called...
The Night the Jack Lantern Went Out.
Yeah. And it was by Alexander S. Brown, who is actually one of our listeners and has been for a while now. I know we haven't been on for that long, but 2 months of being committed to showing up for a show is kind of a big deal. Not for me, anyway. But... Alexander S. Brown went ahead and let us know about his books and told us to go ahead and check it out. So we did read the first one, which is called...
The Night the Jack Lantern Went Out.
The Night Jack Lantern Went Out. It's the first one out of a series of short horror stories. The main character was named Robert. Okay. First off, it's very well written. I like it. It's an easy read. It's short because it is a short story. It's about a kid. I think he's like only... He's probably
middle school age.
Yeah, middle school age.
Maybe elementary school.
It takes place on Halloween.
And he was just told the story about Jack, who cheated the devil so that he wouldn't have to go to hell. But then Jack continued to be an asshole, and so he couldn't go to heaven. Jack made a deal with the devil to get into hell again because he hated living in purgatory for so long. And that was to get another person's soul.
Now, do we know if Jack from the story is actually a myth? Like a real life myth, or is it just
It's a real myth. I've heard the story before.
Okay.
I didn't hear it quite the way that Alexander wrote it. How I had always heard it was that he was just stuck in purgatory, like he never made a deal to go back.
Oh.
And that because his skin was rotting off, he used jack-o'-lanterns as his head. And then that's why we carved them. Like, that's how I had heard it before. But then, so, like, when I was reading the story, and then he kind of did his own, like, twist to it, I thought that was kind of cool.
Yeah, it's really good. I mean...
I was actually hoping that the story would be longer.
Yeah, me too.
I wanted to,
I wanted to see if that particular story was longer, but... I think that's the end
but
of that story.
It caught my attention, though.
Yeah,
it was pretty neat.
And we are going to read further into the series because it is like a four short story series. But I mean, we can ask all these questions with Alexander S. Brown when we've talked to him about being on our show.
If you read the book and then you have any questions that you would like to ask Alexander, once we do get him on the show, you know, we can then present those questions to him. Mm-hmm. And then, you know, maybe Alexander can himself, you know, tell us a little bit about what inspired him to do that story. And if maybe he plans on doing an extension of that, because I'd like to see like an extension of this story.
Another thing too is this book, The Night the Jack-O-Lantern Went Out, is free through Nook or Kindle, Amazon. Hmm. So, I mean, you can go ahead and check out that first book. And then if you're interested...
And then please check out the rest, because I'm definitely going to check out the other ones, too.
I know we are going to go ahead and check out the other ones before we have Alex on our show.
Yeah, definitely.
Well, at this time, I'd like to thank you for your membership to the Horror Club. Make sure to show your support through our Facebook page, Twitter, and Instagram. Like, comment, and share, because we just love, and if you hated your time with us today...
Sorry, we're not sorry.
They call him the Dark Lord of the Underworld, but he's my path. I learned all the tricks of Anton LaVey, and they got me my gal. She's my all-night penis garage. She makes things so very convenient for me.
She's my all-night penis garage.
She makes things so very convenient for me. Used to be so shy, now all that has changed. With the devil's helping hand, her mind's been rearranged. She's my all-night penis garage. She makes things so very convenient for me.
She's my all-night penis garage.
She makes things so very convenient for me.
I'm Lucifer's disciple.